Good morning, everyone. My name is Doug, and I will be your conference operator. Welcome to Mexarent's third quarter 2019 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. There will be a question and answer session after the speaker's remarks, and instructions on how to proceed will be given at that time. Mexarent issued its quarterly report yesterday after the market closed. If you did not receive the report, please contact the investor relations team and they will email it to you. Please note that this call is for investors and analysts only, and questions from the media will not be taken, nor should the call be reported on. Any forward-looking statements made during this conference call are based on information that is currently available. Please refer to the disclaimer in the earnings release for guidance on this matter. Today, we are joined by Mexarent's Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Alejandro Manzo, and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Abelardo Locos, both of whom will be discussing the company's performance. Also on the call is Mr. Eduardo Limon, Mexarent's Investor Relations Officer. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Alejandro Manzo. Please go ahead.
Thank you all for joining us today, and good morning, everyone. I am pleased to announce our third quarter 2019 results. I would like to start with a brief overview of our earnings and then discuss recent changes in the company and our strategy for the future. Our third quarter results show the strength and resilience of our business model. Operating income increased by 36% compared to the same quarter of last year, and gross margin improved by 600 basis points. The benefits of scale are becoming increasingly evident as the company grows by client, sector, and geography. Notwithstanding the strong operating results, we reported net earning losses. However, this was entirely due to non-recurring and largely non-cash financial expenses related to the recent bond offering. Abelardo and myself will discuss this in more detail later. In short, we continue to adapt successfully to challenges faced by the market, our company, and clients, as we continue adding value to our shareholders, bondholders, and to the overall Mexican economy. On October 31st, we conclude the merger of most of our operating subsidiaries into Docuforma and rebranded ourselves as Mexarent. This marks a turning point in our corporate history as we continue improving our market position and giving Mexarent a stronger edge with clients. We are very proactive in developing additional innovative products that will strengthen our relationships with existing clients and improve market reach while always maintaining a solid risk level. We continue focusing on high-quality origination that adds value to our portfolio and contributes to a stable growth and a diverse, low-risk asset base. Mexarent continues to invest in technology to improve its internal processes, client prospecting and client onboarding, as well as tracking of credit compliance. These investments, along with greater scale that dilutes fixed costs and strong net interest margins, are contributing to growth in our overall operating margin. In line with these changes, we have made some very important and positive additions to our management team. I would like to welcome our new Chief Financial Officer, Abelardo Locos, to his first Mexarent earnings call. Abelardo has over 18 years of experience in banking, investor relations, and finance, and was most recently Director of Finance for Sencor, the holding company of Mexico's alternative stock exchange. Along with the rest of the team, he will implement necessary financial discipline to optimize our funding costs, ensure stable growth, and healthy operational practices, always subject to strict risk control. Abelardo will be responsible for ensuring Mexarent has best-in-class disclosure and communication with the financial markets and bondholders. As you have seen from our quarterly results, these various initiatives are translating in stronger operating profitability. Revenues were flat against last year, mainly due to a decrease in reported equipment financing, which reflects the decision made by the company to phase out from this product during the year. This was due to a change going forward in which the company is focusing in leasing-related products, where revenues are recognized during the lifetime of the contract, as opposed to the equipment financing recording, where the majority of revenue is recognized when the transaction is originated. If we exclude this effect, the revenue growth would have presented a very positive trend. In fact, interest revenue from capital leases increased by 87%. In terms of profitability, our margins remain strong. Gross margins increased by 600 basis points, reaching 38%, and operating margin was up by 500 basis points. Our portfolio grew 32%, helped with funding from the recent bond issue. In line with our liability management strategy, a 2024 bond of $300 million was issued in the quarter, with an annual coupon of 10.25%. About 40% of the proceeds were allocated to the partial early payment of the 2022 bond. As a consequence of this liability management exercise, a number of one-time, mostly non-cash expenses were recorded in the quarter. In particular, the amortization of expenses related to the tendered 2022 bond and the unwinding of the related FX hedge. Clearly, all of these effects are non-recurring. Net income will return to normal in the following quarters, and we plan to end the year with earnings in line with our expectations, net of non-recurring effects. Additionally, the company had a larger than normal cash position, which impacted our treasury results, an effect that will be diluted over time as proceeds are deployed. I would also like to mention that as one of our new initiatives, MexaRen has been working on a detailed plan regarding sustainable business practices and robust corporate governance. This plan will guide how MexaRen serves the SME market and relate with their different stakeholders. Future quarterly reports will have a section dedicated to this topic. As we all know, the Mexican economy has been slowing down over the past year. However, recently, we have seen mild improvement, as reflected by the increase in origination. Our business model is fairly resilient in times of economic uncertainty, as more SMEs opt for leasing contracts and asset-backed lending, rather than taking on the risk of acquiring assets themselves and leveraging the corporate balance sheet. Also, as an asset-based lender, we are relatively protected from a rise in NPLs, as we have always the ability to monetize assets on the secondary market, which, by the way, continues to be strong. Overall, our earnings for 2019 are coming in line with our expectations, with the liquidity provided by our recent bonds, new marketing strategies, and a strong management team in place. We look forward to a very positive 2020. With this, I will now like to hand the call over to Abelardo Loscos, our CFO, who will go over our third quarter results in more detail.
Thank you, Alejandro, and to everyone for joining us today. Moving on to our financials, total revenue remains stable compared to the same quarter of last year, reaching 387 million pesos. Breaking this down by type of income, interest income from capital leases increased by 87% to 275 million pesos. Income from operating leases increased by 69% to 108 million pesos, and income from equipment financing decreased by 98% to 4 million pesos compared to the same period last year. As Alex mentioned, equipment financing was a line of business in which the revenue was mostly recognized at the beginning of the contract due to the nature of the product. MexaRent has been focusing this year on other lines of business with higher profitability, as shown in the improved margins that we will discuss later. For this reason, Equipment financing for the quarter was only $4 million. In terms of amount of transactions, we have presented an important increase as shown by the growth in the size of our portfolio. Going forward, the phase-out of equipment financing will allow for more comparable figures in terms of transactional activity and a more stable top line over the long run. However, as mentioned by Alejandro, this had a negative effect on the growth posted for the quarter. If we exclude the equipment financing revenue, growth in other lines of business would have been over 80% for the period. Operating income in the quarter grew by 36% compared to last year, from 53 to 72 million pesos, thanks to the focus on more profitable products, a strict cost control, and the benefits of scale. Accumulated operating income, as of the closing of September, grew 49% to 205 million, presenting as a consequence an operating margin expansion from 14% to 19%. Gross profit increased by 23 million pesos, reaching 147 million for the quarter, while gross margins improved from 32 to 38% on this same period. Mexarent presented a net loss of 150 million pesos in the quarter. As Alex mentioned, this is explained by the non-cash cost related to the partial prepayment of the 2022 bond and unwinding of its corresponding currency hedge as part of our liability management. Additionally, the net margin is affected by the negative carry resulting from the additional resources obtained from the 2024 bond. Interest expenses for the quarter increased as leverage rose. Net income will return to normalized levels over the next quarters as these non-cash costs are non-recurring. I am pleased that despite the challenging economic conditions, overall SMEs asset-backed lending continue to show resilience in Mexico, facilitating growth in our portfolio. Mexarent's portfolio value reached 7.8 billion pesos, a 32% increase compared to last year. In this context, we continue to focus on developing high-quality originations through our vendor strategy program. Our main client base continues to be from the industrial sector at 34% of the total, followed closely by the consumer sector at 31%. Approximately 39% of our client base is based in Mexico City, 23% in the state of Mexico, and 38% from other states, underlying our geographic diversity in line with the GDP distribution across the country. In addition, NPLs continue to be low and stable at about 5.3% of our loan book. Part of our strategy includes the same sales team maintaining constant contact with our clients in order to spot credit risk early on. And this is paying off in terms of assets quality. This gives us the ability to address possible NPL contributions by reassessing leasing obligations and potentially renegotiating the terms of contract to better suit our clients. Total assets, as of the closing of September 2019, grew to 10.9 billion pesos, with over 2.9 billion pesos being in cash and cash equivalents. This large cash position derives from the issuance of the 2024 bond and from not having yet fully deployed all of the proceeds. Total liabilities, as of the same closing date, increased by 68% compared to the previous year, reaching 9.6 billion pesos, and the financial leverage rose to 6.7 times, which traduces to 4.4 times when considering net debt. Leverage ratio should normalize to historic levels as we deploy the bond proceeds and boost retained earnings. The large cash balance also positions the company strongly to continue growing and consolidate the asset-backed lending business in Mexico. This concludes my remarks. Thank you all for listening. I am now going to hand the call back to the operator for the Q&A. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, you may press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star key. Our first question comes from the line of Martin Lara with NGR. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the call. I have one question. Did you take the decision to exit equipment financing? And if so, what was the rationale behind that decision?
Yes. The decision was mainly due as a consequence of a market not wanting that product anymore. Basically, what's happening now is that the market is focusing more on leasing because they see value on having the asset, the use of the asset, but taking advantage of the tax advantage of leasing versus equipment financing. So that's basically just a change in the product and the likes of the market.
Okay, and do you think that this will impact your revenues in the coming quarters?
No. What we see in the coming quarters is that revenue is going to continue increasing as we continue recognizing interest derived from the existing portfolio. And since our capital lease and operating lease portfolio has grown significantly over the past year, what we should expect going forward is a significant increase in revenues as interest expense flows from the balance sheet to the income statement.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
As a reminder, it is star 1 to ask a question. We have a question from the line of Eduardo Miller with NGR. Please proceed with your question.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Thank you for the call. I would like to know, when do you expect to deploy the excess cash obtained from the bond you have in the balance sheet?
Yes, we are. The process of deployment is in line with our expectation and what we discussed during the roadshow. So in line with that, we expect to finalize the deployment sometime at the beginning of the second quarter of next year. So that should be somewhere around April or May, according to our budget.
Okay, I have a second question. You don't expect any one-off next quarter. Would you have a positive net income in the fourth quarter of 2019?
Yes. The expectation is to have no one-timers. So we do expect positive net income.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of Roberto Pratt with MetLife. Please proceed with your question.
If you could please provide some guidance for 2020 in terms of loan growth, ROE, and asset quality. Thank you.
We expect to continue growing our portfolio around 20-25% per year. In terms of ROE, we don't provide guidance on ROE.
Okay, and in terms of asset quality?
In terms of asset quality, yeah, we expect the NPL ratio to continue at around 5.5% in line with historic levels. We see our portfolio very solid and performing according to historic levels. So we see no changes so far.
Thank you.
Yep.
There are no further questions in the queue. I'd like to hand the call back to management for closing remarks.
Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Please feel free to call us, to call Eduardo Limón and his team in Investor Relations if you have further questions. And we appreciate your interest in our company and look forward to speaking with you again soon. Thank you so much, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude today's teleconference. Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect your lines at this time, and have a wonderful day.